This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the SBI method gives your patient hearing exit script that feels firm, without feeling dismissive. The exact words to end a draining conversation with your dignity intact. In short, a patient hearing exit gives you a way to close a difficult conversation after you have genuinely listened, without leaving the other person feeling dismissed or yourself feeling trapped. Done well, it is the difference between a conversation that ends and one that festers. It requires that you've actually listened before you exit, not just waited for your turn to leave. The SBI method gives you close a structure that feels fair because it names specific behavior and real impact, not personality or judgment. Prepared word-for-word language removes the hesitation that turns a clean exit into an awkward collapse. Definition: a patient hearing exit is a structured, respectful method for closing a difficult or one-sided conversation after the listener has given the speaker genuine attention. It uses specific, observable language to signal that the conversation is ending, not being abandoned. There is a particular kind of exhaustion that comes from a conversation that will not end. You have listened. You have nodded. You have asked the clarifying questions. The other person is still talking, still circling, still needing something from you that more listening will not fix. And you have no idea how to get out without looking cold, without making it worse, without taking the whole weight of it home with you. That moment is exactly what the patient hearing exit is designed for. It is not about escaping. It is about closing, cleanly and with respect, after you have done the real work of listening. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe how the SBI method, originally built for feedback conversations, turns out to be one of the most reliable frameworks for these moments too. Situation, behavior, impact. That three-part sequence gives your close an architecture that feels grounded rather than reactive, firm rather than cold. The scripts below are the tools. Everything else is support material. How to get the most from these scripts before you need them? Read the situation description for each script first. If it matches what you're facing, read the script out loud twice, not in your head. Your mouth needs to rehearse it. Then replace any bracketed phrase with words that are genuinely yours. The SBI structure inside each script is not decoration. Situation tells the other person what moment you are referring to. Behavior names what you observed, not what you assume. Impact explains the consequence on you, the team, or the work. That sequence makes your close feel accountable rather than arbitrary. These scripts work for the exit. They do not substitute for the listening that must come first. If you use them before the other person feels heard, they will feel like interruptions, not closures. 6 patient hearing exit scripts built around the SBI method. Script 1. When the conversation has gone in circles more than twice. The situation. You have been listening for some time. The same point has come up 2 or 3 times. The other person is not moving forward. They are holding position. Continuing will not produce anything new. Why it works. The SBI structure names the pattern without making it a character attack. You are describing what is happening in the room, not assigning blame for it. That keeps the other person's defenses from spiking just as you're trying to close. The SBI method is particularly powerful here because it grounds your exit in observable reality, not feeling. Standard version. I want to make sure I have understood you correctly. In this conversation today, I have heard you raise the point about the deadline / the concern about the process a few times now. I can see this matters a great deal to you. I need us to close here for now so I can give this the proper thought it deserves. Can we pick this up again on Thursday / after I have reviewed the notes? Formal version. I want to be certain I have captured what you have shared today. In this meeting, you have returned to the question of resourcing / the concern about the timeline on several occasions, which tells me this carries real weight for you. The impact on me is that I want to think through your points carefully rather than respond before I'm ready. I would like to close our conversation here and schedule time to continue it properly. Would date / time work for you? What to watch for? The other person may try to add one more point as you close. Do not re-engage with the content. Simply say, I hear you. I want to give that thought too. Let's keep it for Thursday. Then stop talking. In my experience, the hardest part of this exit is the pause after you deliver it. Hold it. The urge to fill that silence with reassurance will undo the close. Script 2. When someone is venting and cannot find the end. The situation. A colleague direct report or team member has been offloading frustration. You have listened fully and with care. The venting has run its course, but they are beginning to loop. They need a gentle signal, but the container is full. Why it works. This script acknowledges the emotion before naming the behavior, which lowers the risk that the exit feels like a dismissal. Venting carries real energy. If you try to close before acknowledging it, the person will simply restart. Acknowledge first, then close. This approach echoes what I outline in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time on de-escalating emotional conversations through sequenced responses. Standard version. I'm really glad you told me all of this. In this conversation, I have heard how frustrated you are with the situation / the way things unfolded. That frustration makes complete sense to me. What I want to do now is sit with what you have shared before we talk about next steps. Can I come back to you tomorrow / later today when I have had time to think it through properly? Formal version. I want you to know I have been listening carefully to everything you have raised. During this conversation, you have shared significant concerns about the project / the team dynamic / the decision, and the impact of those concerns on you is very clear to me. What I would like to do is ensure I respond to you thoughtfully rather than in the moment. I'm going to take some time with this and come back to you by specific date or time. Casual version appropriate for a trusted colleague or close peer. Okay, I hear you. Genuinely, this has been a lot to carry. Let me think on it properly rather than giving you a quick answer right now. I'll come back to you tomorrow morning. What to watch for. After a venting conversation, the person may feel slightly exposed once their emotion has passed. A brief check-in message later, something like still thinking through what you shared, goes a long way toward preventing any awkwardness. Venting is exhausting for the person listening and for the person doing it. Your willingness to say I heard you, now let me sit with it, is an act of real respect. Script 3. When a difficult person keeps reframing the same grievance. The situation. You are dealing with someone who arrives at the same grievance from multiple angles. The process, the people involved, the timing, the principle. Every time you think the conversation is closing, a new frame opens. This is common with persistent complainers who have a genuine concern, but no clear ask. Why it works. This script separates the grievance from the ask, which is what the SBI structure does naturally. It names the behavior of reframing without pathologizing it, and it sets a clear boundary, one topic, one conversation. For more on handling conversations that fracture focus, the principles in how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy apply here as a useful companion read. Standard version. I want to make sure we are focused on the same thing. In the time we have spoken today, you've raised the issue of fairness / the concern about the process from a few different angles. The impact on me is that I'm finding it difficult to know exactly what you need from me. Can you tell me the one thing you most need me to do or decide, so I can give it my full attention? Formal version. During our conversation today, I have observed that we have returned to the core concern through several different framings. I understand this matter is significant to you, and I want to respond to it properly. What I need in order to do that is clarity on your specific ask. If you could name the single outcome you're looking for, I can commit to addressing that directly, and we can close here today. What to watch for. Some people genuinely do not know what they want from a conversation. If they cannot name their ask, that is useful information. You can close with, that's all right. Let me put in writing what I've understood so far and send it to you. That might help us get clearer. I used to think persistence in a grievance meant someone was being difficult. Now I understand it usually means they have not yet felt heard on the thing underneath. Ask for the one ask. It often unlocks everything. Script 4. When someone escalates emotionally as you try to close. The situation. You have signaled that the conversation needs to end. The other person responds by escalating, raising their voice, becoming more insistent, or shifting to personal criticism. The amygdala hijack is real here. Their thinking brain has stepped back. Why it works. An escalation at the close is almost always a fear response. The person hears ending as being dismissed. Your script must separate those two things very clearly before you attempt any kind of closure. This is the same dynamic I describe when discussing the amygdala hijack in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time. The body's alarm system fires, and no argument will reach someone in that state. Standard version. I can see this is really important to you, and I'm not dismissing it. What I'm saying is that this conversation has reached a point where we both need some space to think clearly. I'm going to step away for 15 minutes / the rest of the afternoon. And I would like to continue this where we are both in a better place to hear each other. Formal version. I want to be direct with you about what I am observing. In this conversation right now, the tone has shifted to a point where I do not believe we are able to hear each other clearly. My intention is not to end this discussion. only to pause it so that we can return to it more productively. I am going to step away now and contact you /schedule time, where we can continue this properly. What to watch for? Do not match the energy of an escalation. Keep your voice level and your pace slow. If the person physically blocks your exit or the conversation becomes genuinely threatening, escalate to HR or a senior colleague. These scripts are for difficult, not dangerous. The temptation when someone raises their voice is to raise yours or to crumble. Neither works. A quieter, slow voice in the face of escalation is one of the most powerful things a prepared person can do. Script 5. Closing after you have given feedback using SBI. The situation. You have just delivered feedback using the SBI structure, perhaps as part of a performance conversation or a peer-to-peer correction. The other person has responded with defensiveness or denial. You have heard them out. Now you need to close the conversation with the feedback still standing. Why it works. The SBI method, as I outline it and say it right every time, is not just a delivery tool. It is also a closing tool. By returning to the structure, you reinforce that your feedback was based on observable behavior and specific impact, not opinion. For guidance on using SBI to give feedback that unifies rather than divides, see how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides. Standard version. I hear that you see this differently, and I want to respect that. What I described was the specific situation and behavior, and the impact I named was real. I am not asking you to agree with me right now. I am asking you to consider it. Let's close here today, and I would like to check in with you next week to see where you are with it. Formal version. I understand this has been a difficult conversation, and I appreciate that you shared your perspective with me. My feedback stands because it was based on the specific situation, the observable behavior, and the measurable impact. I do not expect you to respond to it today. What I would like is for us to close this conversation now and revisit it on a specific date so you have time to reflect. Is there anything you need from me before we close? What to watch for? If the person wants to argue the facts of the SBI, for example, they say the situation did not happen the way you described, do not relitigate it in the close. Simply say, that is worth exploring. Let's put that on the agenda for our follow-up. Then close. Feedback that stands up over time is feedback delivered with specificity. Vague feedback collapses under pushback. The SBI structure is your anchor when someone tries to pull the ground from under you. Script 6. When you need to exit a conversation that was never going to resolve today. The situation. This conversation involves a disagreement that is structural, historical, or deeply held. It is not going to resolve today, and pressing it further will harden positions rather than soften them. You need to close without either party losing face. Why it works. This script uses what I describe as a neutral problem statement. It separates the problem from the people. Neither person is wrong. The situation has genuine complexity. Closing on that ground is far more durable than closing on who won. For the fuller picture of how this works in practice, the DEAL method for resolving conflict that fracture team synergy is worth your time. Standard version. I do not think we are going to resolve this today, and I do not want to pretend otherwise. What I know is that we both care about the outcome /the team/the work. I would like to take this away and come back to you with a clearer proposal by date. That feels more useful than continuing right now. Formal version. After the conversation we have had today, it is clear to me that this issue has more layers than we can address in a single sitting. Both of your concerns /your position and mine are genuinely held, and I respect that. What I would like to propose is that we close today's conversation and agree to reconvene on a specific date with a written summary of each position. That will give us something concrete to work from. Would you be open to that? What to watch for? The risk in this exit is that the other person hears I'm not going to deal with this. Make sure your close includes a specific next step with a real date. A vague let's revisit this is not a close. It is a postponement that breeds resentment. For guidance on locking in those next steps with genuine accountability, how to close a difficult team conversation in a way that locks in synergy gains is a natural companion. In my 60 years of difficult conversations, I have learned that the ones that needed more than one session were usually the ones worth having. Closing with a return date is not defeat. It is wisdom. Making these scripts sound like you, not a manual. The fastest way to ruin a prepared script is to deliver it as though you're reading from one. Here is a simple practice. Take the script for your situation. Read it through once, then set it down and say the same thing in your own words. Notice what shifted. Then go back to the script and find the structural bones, the situation, the behavior, the impact. Those bones are what you keep. Their exact words are yours to shape. A few specific adjustments matter more than others. Replace formal openers like "I want to be direct with you" with whatever you actually say when you're being serious. Adjust the pace of impact statements. Some people land them quickly. Some need a pause before. Know which you are. If a script has a bracketed placeholder, fill it with the real name, the real date, the real behavior, before you're in the room. Specificity is what makes these scripts feel honest rather than rehearsed. The guidance on giving feedback that strengthens team synergy covers the same principle from a different angle. The structure serves the relationship, not the other way around. What goes wrong when people attempt a patient hearing exit? The mistake: using the exit before genuinely listening. Why it happens: the conversation is uncomfortable and the urge to end it arrives before the listening is complete. What to do instead? Ask one more clarifying question before you move to your close. If you cannot think of one, you're probably ready to close. If you can, you're probably not. The mistake: softening the close until it disappears. Why it happens: the fear of seeming dismissive causes people to overqualify their exit until the other person does not realize the conversation has ended. What to do instead? After you deliver your close, stop talking. The silence will do the work. Filling it with reassurances reopens the door. The mistake: promising a follow-up you do not intend to keep. Why it happens: in the pressure of the moment, a future commitment feels like an easy exit. What to do instead? Only offer a follow-up you will actually complete. If you are not sure, say, "I want to think about the best next step and get back to you by end of day on that." Then follow through. A proper apology is a harder conversation than a follow-through commitment. The mistake: re-engaging with the content during the exit. Why it happens: the other person raises a new point and it feels rude not to respond. What to do instead? Acknowledge it briefly. "That's worth addressing. I'll bring it to our follow-up." Then close. Every new point you engage with during the exit resets the clock. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What is a patient hearing exit script? A patient hearing exit script is a prepared set of words you use to close a difficult or one-sided conversation firmly and respectfully. It signals that you have listened fully and that the conversation is now ending, without dismissing the other person or damaging the relationship. How does the SBI method help with patient hearing exits? The SBI method gives your exit structure. You name the situation, describe the specific behavior you observed, and state its impact on you or the team. That sequence makes your close feel grounded and fair rather than reactive or personal, which is what makes it firm without feeling cold. When should you use a patient hearing exit in a difficult conversation? Use a patient hearing exit when the conversation is going in circles, when the other person is repeating the same point without listening, or when you have heard them fully, but continuing would cause more harm than good. It is a tool for ending, not avoiding. Can a patient hearing exit script work with a very emotional person? Yes, but it requires more care. Acknowledge the emotion first before moving to your close. Scripts 4 and 5 in this article are specifically designed for high emotion situations. The key is that acknowledgement must feel genuine, not like a technique. Rushed acknowledgement makes things worse, not better. Is it dismissive to end a conversation before the other person feels finished? Only if you have not genuinely listened first. A patient hearing exit is not about cutting someone off. It is about closing a conversation after you've given it real attention. The difference between dismissal and closure is whether the other person felt heard before you ended it. How do you adapt a patient hearing exit script to your own voice? Read the script out loud twice before you need it. Then replace one or two phrases with words you actually use. The structure should stay intact. The exact wording is yours to shape. A script that sounds like you will land far better than one that sounds borrowed. The patient hearing exit is not a technique for avoiding people. It is a tool for respecting them enough to end a conversation properly, with a clear close and a real next step if one is needed. Prepare your language before you need it. Practice it until it sounds like you. And remember, the firmness that serves people well is the kind that is rooted in genuine listening, not in impatience. That much I know for certain. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.